Off the Chain by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. December 1910. I was ill in bed, reading Samuel Warren's 10,000 a Year and noting how much the world can change in 70 years. I had just got to the journey of Titmouse from London to Yorkshire in that ex-sheriff's coach he bought in Longacre, where now the motor cars are sold, when there came a telegram to bid me note how a certain Mr. Holt was upon the ocean, coming back to England from a little excursion. He had left London last Saturday week at midday. He hoped to be back by Thursday, and he had talked to the President in Washington, visited Philadelphia, and had a comparatively loitering afternoon in New York. What had I to say about it? Firstly, that I wish this article could be written by Samuel Warren. And failing that, I wish that Charles Dickens, who wrote in his American Notes with such passionate disgust and hostility about the first Cunarder, retailing all the discomfort and misery of crossing the Atlantic by steamship, could have shared Mr. Holt's experience.